awesome and fun. And great marketing to the CITRE exec. Whenever someone hears a speakeasy or like some hidden thing, like, I don't know, I think it just does something, people want to be a part of it. And yeah, there are jazz performances, I believe. And one of the vocalists that will be there, Shruti Romani, is a singer, beautiful voice. I heard of her name once, I believe, at the Jazz Festival, if I'm not mistaken, Vancouver's Jazz International Jazz Festival. And yeah, I'm going to play one of her songs, starting off with Mora Cyan. Forgive me if that is not pronounced correctly. Yeah, I'm going to play that and I'll be back. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Mora Cyan by Shruti Romani, performed at the International Vancouver Jazz Festival and CITR's secret speakeasy, which is now just over, I believe. Now you're listening to Crowdflip, and I'm trying to think. Okay, so I went to a show recently. Bambi was DJing. She's a producer, DJ. She also does like vocals to songs as well. But that's how I found out about her, through DJing and production. And yeah, it was a really great show. She also was here for Boiler Room, and I didn't get to see her then, but I was very lucky I got to see her recently. And also, she was, she briefly posted about Missy Elliott and was talking about one of her interviews, and how she was kind of discredited for, like, obviously the songs that were her own were like so good and a huge part of like the 2000s, and like if you hear any like samples or any of her songs, like just such a distinct, important voice. But was also a writer and a music producer for artists like Mariah Carey, Ciara, Whitney Houston, and many others. And no one knows that. So Bambi posted saying, "No one really knows that because the industry is constantly erasing the history of technical contributions from female artists." And she's been quoted as saying herself that more people would know about her production on other records if she was a man. She added the interview. It says, Missy Elliott says, "A lot of people don't know a lot of records that she has written or produced, and that's a highlight for her as a woman." And she says that she says, "If a man would have done half the records I've done, we would know about it, but we don't know all the records I've done for other artists," she says. So, and like, even when I'm looking through different watching her interviews, it says that she produced on certain records, and obviously like the technicalities that come with like credits and stuff is maybe kind of tricky, and like, you know, someone could add anything and their name would kind of be there. And I feel like now especially it's more, maybe people are more careful about like adding people's credits to production. But yeah, like you can go back and look at the credits, and a lot of them don't include her name. Sometimes they will for written by, but not production wise. And I understand like sometimes written by can also be kind of a slight part of production, of course, like composition and like the way the song is performed or something like that. But it's, yeah, really interesting. Like, they don't always say, put her name in the production, and then in interviews and in other places it says that she did in fact produce certain records. So yeah, I just thought that was interesting. Like, as we know, Crowdflip did kind of start by finding trans people and women who like got discredited, and found their own sense of like people who appreciated the music and work that they put in, but in mainstream areas like that credit wasn't always given or appreciated. Bambi brought that to light, and I went to the Bambi show. It was super good. On that note, I think I'm just gonna play some Bambi and a song that Missy Elliott produced or helped produce, or no, yeah, just produced, and also a Missy Elliott and Aaliyah song. Hope you enjoy, and I'll be back.
Thank you. follow me, mini, mini, mini mouth. One, two, check it out. Let me break it down. One, two, check it out. Follow me, mini, mini, mini mouth. One, two, break it down. Let me break it down.
Track is nasty like Kanaku. But the mommy, I like Joe, but he's sloppy. Dad, Poppy got a brand new bag. For real, I take and kill O'Neal like Shaq. Chad, ask Michael Jackson who's bad. He says I am, but the queen I drag. Dad, I'm bad enough to let my pants sag. I be in Vegas where 702 E.A.
Yeah. the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's R-I-D-E-O-N Bike Shop. See you there!
The Bike Kitchen welcomes you to Access Night, a weekly event in the shop offering free tool rentals for queer and trans folks, with the purpose being to make bike mechanics more inviting and accessible to folks traditionally excluded from the industry. Visit the Bike Kitchen on Wednesdays from 6:15 to 9 p.m., located in the basement of the Life Building. We hope to see you there.
This is Crowdflip. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard One Touch by Bambi, Stilo by 702, produced by Missy Elliott, and Best Friends by Missy Elliott featuring Aaliyah. I'm playing Missy Elliott because why not? And also because Bambi, who recently performed at Boiler Room, not that recent, but recently performed at an event by Made by We, amazing DJ, producer, artist, posted about how how Miss Elliott believes that she isn't properly remembered, brought into the conversation or credited the same way as her male counterparts are in terms of technical and technical production contributions and composition and writing in other artists' music. Yeah, and that's kind of how Crowdflip began to be. Different musicology in terms of gender and music industry things, super broadly put in three words. And interviews, which I haven't recently done, but I hope to start again. And I don't really pay attention to award shows very much. Especially huge big ones, Oscars, Grammys. Obviously there's a lot of notable things that happen that artists try to bring awareness to as much as they can in these award shows. But recently there's been certain interviews done that were kind of disrespectful to the artists. There's a couple things that I guess went viral that I won't get into too much, but there is a an interviewer and a person that posts really good music takes and things, Pablo T-Don, and they're basically talking about how a lot of the journalists and interviewers for these award shows are influencers and people who don't really have experience interviewing. And while it's good to give people chances, allow more people to get into that realm, interviewing is, of course, people are nervous and things like that, but it's an artist can kind of tell when you don't really care, or maybe don't really care, or are kind of not very I don't know what the word is, mindful to them or their music. That happened with Megan Thee Stallion, and she handled it super, super well. I am realizing it's good to be nervous sometimes, but I don't know, I'm seeing these, and I feel like I am a little bit familiar with you know, there's so many great interviewers out there, and I'm like, why are they not there? I don't know. Anyways, so next I'm just going to play some more music. Next I'm going to play a single put out recently by Dreamer Isioma, called Born to Live. And I interviewed him, and Ivory is opening for Dreamer Isioma the next time that they're gonna be here. So yeah. And then I'm going to play Getting to Know Each Other by Emma Butch, because I don't think I've played her before on this show, I don't think. But yeah. Anyways, okay. You're listening to Crowdflip on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. run upon the ripples. Today I'm moving jagged lines. I just wanna waste my time in the open blue, in the open red, in the golden green.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Crowdflip, and I just played Born to Live by Dreamer Sioma, who's coming on tour here with Ivory. And then, yeah, and then I played ML Butch, I hope that's how you pronounce their name. Now I'm going to play some artists based in British Columbia and in and around Vancouver, starting with Butterfly Away by She Lai Lai, going to Delulu by Nada, who are also performing at the Juno Fest. And then I'm going to play Walk On by Daisy, and Sunniest of Days by Kimmortal, Shad, and Frankie. And then I'm going to end it off with Take Me Apart, Kalela's unplugged version of her songs, along with some covers. And it's really beautiful. I can't stop listening to it. And the fact it's live is like so meaningful. Blue Note events, obviously, yes. But I also feel like I have the same sort of focus when I listen to her, because I feel like usually her music is very technical, production, electronic, like heavy. But I kind of feel like I have the same sort of, like, I lock in the same way when I'm listening to this stripped, unplugged version of her music, which is, I don't know, pretty special. Anyways, thank you for listening. This was Crowdflip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Attention, all artists, zine makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, proles, punks, and weirdos. Are you screaming for your voice to be heard? Do you resist capitalism and colonialism? Are you angry about the current political climate and ready to act up about it? Well, we want you here. The second annual Anarchist Book Fair is now looking for creatives, creators, activists, and organizations who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. Email sponsorship at CITR.ca before March 27th. Sponsorship at CITR.ca. SPONSORSHIP at CITR.ca.
Hola, this is Empanadas Ilegales, and you're listening to CITR, broadcasting from beautiful UBC Vancouver, British Columbia. Cómetela!
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Crowdflip. I'm going to play some artists based in British Columbia and in and around Vancouver, starting with Butterfly Away by She Lai Lai, going to Delulu by Nada, who are also performing at the Juno Fest. And then I'm going to play Walk On by Daisy, and Sunniest of Days by Comortal, Shad, and Frankie.
But she's not a friend of mine, so I just keep it 10 by token talkers of the ganja. I got all my thoughts, so you ain't even gotta wonder. Some days I'm feeling fine, I'm trying to stay above the tides. But if I'm being honest, I ain't never been a swimmer. Best believe you catch me in the best it ever been, my
past time. Oh my god, this sack recovery from last night. That shit almost had me in my grave. It's not the last time. Do they call it butterfly effect? I'm underground already. Cause she don't never seen the end. Who she really so insightful? Dare I say even delightful? Who'd have thought her heart? She'd always been a little timid. Never been the one to start what she can never finish. She's that girl, she really rock 'em. Go till she forgets her problem. So fucked up, so she get more fucked up. Party don't stop just 'cause the sun woke up.
Shit, got me lit up like a man.
Got me acting lo 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 for ya.
wake up in the morning feeling all alone. Another loss, another tragedy on the phone. Gotta get to class fast, sitting on the train. Compartmentalize my sadness on sunniest of days. The world's in shambles, what's really new? I walk a thin line between hope and doom. Screaming underwater on a full moon. Cause the silence so loud in every single room. It's hard to sleep at night, what a disturbing time. I'm feeling silly for existing in this life of mine. Sometimes I lose the plot, my mind all up in knots. The dissonance, I feel in joy when sorrow never stops. Don't forget to pause. The sun, even when I wanna hide away from everyone. Psychological warfare, trying to get me give up. But I won't give up my love, we won't give up.
On the cloudiest of days, I feel lost inside of all this pain. Days, I look up to you and feel okay.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. In the mornings, I'm low mood. It's just something I go through. Some days it's tough to wake up. I don't take drugs, but I will make like 8 cups of strong coffee and still won't feel a faint buzz. A lot I'm carrying, a lot on my hands. A lot of people and problems and plans. Prayed on and God saying, now talk to your fam. Express thanks for your breath and acknowledge the land. Remember those who did not get a chance. The story's not over, the plot can advance. I feel the fresh air walking in Vans City. I'm walking in Vans. I take them off and I hop in the sands and handle biz with vision and purpose, mission and service. Embrace pain and celebrate the good. No mechanic, but we elevate the hood. Take a look, try to put things back the way it should.
On the cloudiest of days, I feel lost inside of all this pain.
Lost inside of this pain.
On the cloudiest of days, on the sunniest of days, I look up to you and feel okay.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Crowdflip, and I'm going to end it off with Take Me Apart, Kalela's unplugged version of her songs, along with some covers, and it's really beautiful. I can't stop listening to it, and the fact it's live is like so meaningful, but I also feel like I have the same sort of focus when I listen to her, because I feel like usually her music is very technical production, electronic, like heavy, but I kind of feel like I have the same sort of, like, I lock in the same way when I'm listening to this stripped, unplugged version of her music, which is, I don't know, pretty special. Anyways, thank you for listening. This was Crowdflip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm working, I can't keep my head up. Cause we're talking late at night. Started a song, then I gave up. So I hope this comes out right.
Thank you. Wow.
Wow. It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Blue Note. This is actually a dream come true. I've been coming here since I was 19 years old. First time I came here, I sat right there. And it was to see Amel LaRue, legend, taught me how to sing. And I used to just bring my mini disc recorder and hold it underneath the table. Sorry, Blue Note, not sorry. And then I would drive back to DC the same night and shed to her set with the tape to aux. What you call the tape to aux? Plug the aux straight into the mini disc, and I'd just be listening to the set that I just heard all the way home. So this is a very full circle moment for me. Thank you for being here.
This is Emily from Bad Buddy, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver's home of rock and roll.